there goes the full-time whistle, and Derry City have eased to a 3-0 victory. Declan Boyle, the goals from Michael Duffy on 18, Brandon Kavanagh on the hour, and then deep in injury time, Jimmy McGonigal with the third. Good performance from City, confident,
yeah.
Quality, class all shown tonight,
yeah.
And they are thoroughly deserving winners.
Absolutely, better team over the 90 minutes, passed the ball better, really good formation, and they really have an idea what they're doing. There's a good identity with them. They like to play it, keep it. The players in an advanced situation, Michael Duffy very good on the left hand side, and the amount of times tonight that they've hit Michael Duffy from all different angles to stretch the play. Brandon Kavanagh on the right hand side is left footed, coming in and causing real problems, and when he comes inside, then who picks him up? And there was that problem in there for a long time as well. Michael Duffy was given real problems as well in the first half, and who's picking him up as well? But at the end of the day, they've got real quality, and the players coming on, they're making it, having an impact and scoring goals, like Jamie McGonigal coming on there and scoring a goal to make it 3-0. I mean, to be fair, it was a really professional performance. Big 3 points for Derry City, closes the gap between them and Shamrock Rovers. Only 2 points in it now. Shamrock Rovers got a massive game now on Sunday after playing last night in the Europa League league match. So they've got to go again now. They've got to obviously go and win that game against Shelburne. And so again, it's a big 3 or 4 weeks for Derry City and the league and the cup as well. And so it's a massive performance by Derry City. But yeah, listen, they're keeping the pressure on Shamrock Rovers, and there's no let up.
Drogheda have scored a late goal at Dalymount Park, so they lead Bowes by a goal to nil. They're still playing there. Rooney with the goal there, deep in injury time. St. Pat's have won at Dundalk, so a late winner there for the Inchicore side. Adam O'Reilly with the winning goal in that game, and Sligo Rovers have beaten UCD by 2-0. So it's as you were at the bottom of the table. UCD are bottom, Harps are ahead of them on goal difference. Next weekend then, UCD have a home fixture against Drogheda, Finn Harps have a home fixture against Dundalk. Two big games, Declan, and it's turning into what's a pretty dramatic conclusion to the season.
Yeah, it is, and I think that next team that gets between both of them, the first team that gets the 3 points and wins could be the difference. But then you never know, next week we could beat Dundalk, and then you could go and win it and beat Drogheda. You just never know how that's going to pan out. And for me, as you mentioned earlier, it probably will come down to the last match, second last match of the season, the match between UCD and Harps in Flint Park, and what a big game that's going to be for them. But yeah, listen, we got to make sure we're in contention, that we stay ahead of them now, and that's really, really important as well. But listen, the performance wasn't bad tonight by Shamrock Rovers, or by Finn Harps. We worked really hard, we just lacked that wee bit of quality, and that was probably the biggest thing between both teams, the quality on the offensive third that Derry have versus what we have, and that's been the main difference. And scoring goals has been a big problem, and not having Eric McWoods as well is obviously a big problem. So crucially, we need to see him back and playing for Harps, and hopefully we'll have him back at least for the last 2 or 3 matches of the season.
Yep. Okay, so that's the voice of former Finn Harps captain Declan Boyle, former Derry City player as well, as City ease to another North West Derby victory over Finn Harps tonight. A Harps side who played well tonight in patches, but didn't really carry enough threat up top, and in the end up losing this game by 3-0. They're just sitting down in front of us. Most of the players down on their hunkers, getting a little bit of water on board. They're sitting having a talk outside their own 18-yard line before they make their way into the dressing rooms. Derry City taking a round of applause from the home supporters. Great atmosphere here tonight, helped by a big Finn Harps support, it must be said. Credit to them, but they've watched their team, while perform well, end up on the end of another heavy defeat here at the Brandywell, where it's finished. Derry City 3, Finn Harps nil. My thanks to Declan Boyle on co-commentary tonight. Thanks to Marty back in studio as well. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, have a very good evening.